This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 57. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Yo, what is happening to my dance teachers out there? How y'all feeling right now? So glad that you are joining me in this podcast journey this week. Thank you for tuning in. Got lots of good resource material for you today. Welcome. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, this is a hip hop dance teacher podcast where we just pretty much talk about everything dance related, things we have to do in class. You know what I mean? Sharing materials, music. And also I go through my albums and the techniques that I put on the album and show how it applies to the classroom. So that's it. So welcome once again. You can get this podcast on podomatic.com. Make sure you got the app on your phone so you can listen to it when you're on your way to class. You can also, if you have an iPhone device, you can get it on iTunes, and if you have Android, that's going to be Stitcher Radio for you. You can also, for some of my people listening to the podcast, if you don't want to stream it, there is an app called Podcast Addict, and you can actually download it so that you won't have to use your data when you are not, where you can get that Wi-Fi. That Wi-Fi though. So check out Podcast Addict. I use that one myself, and I love it. 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 All right. So what else? You can also get the podcast on the website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. Check it out there. And social media, holler at me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And Facebook page is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A. Capital F-L-E-X, Zondaflex. All right, so episode number 57. The title of this podcast is called What to Do When You've Taught Them Everything. Everything? Everything. What to do? What do you do when you have taught your students everything? All the hip-hop technique. I mean, I'm talking about six-step. I'm talking about face freeze, baby free. Baby freeze! My little boys in my hip-hop class, they just thought for some reason that that was the funniest thing in the world. Just keep saying baby freeze over and over. And they just die laughing. Baby freeze! I'm like, y'all, it's... Come on now. It's not that funny. They're like, yes, baby freeze! But you've taught all that. You've taught handstands, handstand freezes, forearm freezes, six-step coffee grinder, around the clock. You've done your tutting, your waving. You've done all of that. And you get to the point where you're like, I don't know what else to teach them. That's what we're going to talk about in this podcast. I had a teacher, actually, she was a former student of mine, trained her from when she was little. And now she is out teaching. And she was like, give me all your stuff. I want everything because I know everything that I learned how to do, that's what I want to teach. So shout out to the teachers teaching the material to. And also shout out to, I was just checking on my Podomatic stats on there. Shout out to the people, all my dance teachers in South Africa that's listening to the podcast, Australia. Super shout out to y'all. Canada. Super shout out. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. The numbers are going up. The downloads are going up. So continue to share this. Share this with teachers you know, dancers you know. And it just helps. The movement. Also leave a review if you're on iTunes or Stitcher. Leave me a review. Leave me 5 stars. Helps the podcast to get noticed and more people to hear this awesome stuff that we're talking about in our dance world. But yeah. So we're going to talk about what to teach once you get to that point where you've covered all the basics. Now, of course, with the babies, it's always going to be, you're always going to repeat the basics no matter what. So when you get new minis in, you're going to keep going over the same stuff because it's like a cycle. It starts all over again and again. But what about for your older kid? What about for your juniors? What about for your teens and seniors? Get to the point you've covered all the techniques. So we're going to talk about it. So I got three things that I do that I'm going to share with you, mostly with my advanced students, because they've been with me since they were little. And I still try to find ways to challenge them. So here's three things to teach when you've taught everything that you know. Or three things to do, rather. So number one, always do popping drills, no matter what. Popping drills is like lifting weights. If you don't know what popping drills are, you can go to, there is a isolation song on the Zonda 101 album, Hip Hop for Beginners. I have, this is a popping combo. And basically what you're doing is squeezing your muscles, you're isolating. So you're isolating your arms. And I actually need to do a song, while we're talking about it, matter of fact, let me write this down. I'm gonna do a song about the different parts of the body to isolate, different parts to isolate. Because we went over this with my teen seniors last week, and one girl was like, I get it. I didn't get it before. I get it. And I felt that she had it the whole time. I taught her everything. And she's like, it makes sense. Now it makes sense when you add it in the choreography. So, but always do popping drills. And I'm talking about, you know, I have popping drills where I put the beat on, I put the beat on and I'm just squeezing my muscle. So I'm like, right arm, squeeze, 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 left arm, squeeze. But I'm doing it on the beat, because when you're popping, you're actually popping to that beat, that boom, cast, do, 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 cast, do. I'll switch up the cadence. I'll be like, right, left, double on the right, then left, right, double on the left. I normally do it for about two counts of eight. It just depends on how I feel. So popping drills, another one that I have, I talked about this one before. I don't have a video for this, but I need to periscope this and then set the video, but it's popping planks. So if you can imagine being in a plank position on your elbows, and then you take, you know, say you take your right arm and you put it out to your side and you squeeze it for an eight count. Take that same arm, put it in front like Superman, squeeze it. Turn your body to the side so you're getting core, but you're also isolating. I do those. For my little ones, you know what I mean? I call it popcorn. Your muscles are popping like popcorn. But I just squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. You know what I mean? And putting your arm, if you have the hip hop manual on there, it shows the basic arm movements, like with your right hands in the front, left hands in the front, both hands up, both hands down. But you can get creative with that. But popping never gets old. Popping is like lifting weights. You know what I mean? The more you do it, the stronger your pops get. And then when you get away from it, you realize you haven't done it in a while. Because, I mean, it's not the most exciting thing in the world. You can make it exciting. You can also do popping choreography as well. Where you, once you got the basics, you got that, then you start putting routines together that's straight popping. You know, I would say start off with two to four counts of eight of straight popping. But that's the first thing. Always do popping drills no matter what. Second thing you can do when you feel like you've covered everything, start adding the technique into your choreography. And what I mean by that is show how everything that they've learned from six step, around the clock, forearm freeze, baby freeze, show how everything that they've learned applies to choreography. We're just gonna be it, you know what I mean? This is real. I'm putting the music up and make up a dance. Eight counts of eight, and I'm talking about it's gonna have everything in it. And you start mixing it up. You can do that. I'll do that all the time. You know, a lot of times I'll do it just for cardio training, because all of the B-boy, B-girl stuff, the floor work, it's crazy. Like you could take, you could do six steps, kick outs, CCs, around the clock, into a baby freeze, and put that in a combination, and you can repeat that four times, and that wears you out. You know what I mean? So, but there's so much. Like the more, if you have taught them everything, now it's time to start putting it together. So you can do choreography. You can be like, hands up high, hands down low, hands up high, hands down low. Now wave left to right, wave right to left. Wave it down the body, then bring it back up. Now pop. Both arms just pop, now pop. Knee drop, spin around, then elbow freeze. I mean, however you want to put, Again, that was just another song. That's another thing I need to work on too, is I'm going to start putting advanced combination into song form just like that. Let me write that down. I'm starting to write down because the ideas just be flowing. And a lot of times you teachers know this. Get into the habit of writing things down, whether it's pen and paper or you have an app like Evernote. But write your ideas down because those are magic. Those are golden right there. Don't ever let those go. So advanced combos, songs. All right. Where was I? Add the technique to your choreography. So show how it applies. Put it together. Do a six step. Do a reverse six step. Go to an elbow freeze. Do a round the clock. Go to another elbow freeze. Stand up. Do one front cross, one back cross, one side step. You know what I mean? So start putting them together. Put it together with choreography. Walk four times to the front. You know, snake to the right, snake to the left, walk four times to the back, pancake, do a handstand freeze. You know what I mean? And it doesn't necessarily have to be done to the songs. Like once you've established, because that's what my music is for, is establishing the technique. Once you've done that, I mean, you could do it to any song. You know what I mean? But because they have the technique, and then you can always go back to the song for technique training. But second thing you can do when you've covered everything is start mixing up the technique into your choreography and challenge them with what they already know. And you can challenge them by the sequence you put it in, as well as the speed that you do. Sometimes then it can be fast or slow. It can be fast for a cardio workout. It can be slow for to get them to be accurate with the technique. But that's my second one, adding technique to the choreo. And then third one, this is really super important, but find you a mentor. Find somebody. I mean, it can be in person. It can be online. But find somebody that you can look at that's an advanced dancer that you know has hip-hop technique in their vocabulary. And train with them. Now, you don't necessarily even have to be able to do all the moves. You know, if it's something that you can't do, just show it. I do it all the time. If it's something that I can't do, because I'm not a B-boy, I was trained in popping, locking, and waving. But I want my students to be able to do some advanced B-boy moves. So I'll just show them. Some of my older kids, I'll be like, yo, you know, I'll pull up B-boy Vinsanity. He's one of them that I love. Write that down, B-boy Vinsanity. Also, El Tiro, he's a popper waver. Excellent. Excellent concepts. I post a lot of this stuff on my website as well as my Facebook, so look out for that. But yeah, I'll be like, check this out. Look at this move. You think you can do this? And you'll be surprised. Some of them be like, yeah, let me try it. Next thing you know, you're right in the middle of working on a new technique. And you didn't necessarily do it. You didn't bounce on your hands four or five times, but someone else did. You showed it to them. You said, hey, do that. Help them out. You can spot them. You know what I mean? But find somebody that you can look to. Here's another thing, too. When you're watching dance videos, no matter what, because I love dance videos. There's certain choreographers out there that I just love. Wildebeest is one of them. Love Wildebeest choreography. Matt Stefanina, he's another one. But here's what you got to remember. In every dance that you watch, well, first thing that you have to do, and this happens to me a lot of times too, like if you're not in the right mindset, like you'll watch people that are incredible dancers and you'll get depressed. You'll be like, oh God, I can't do any of this. I don't know any of this. This is craziness. You know what I mean? And some of you teachers feel me on that. But if you keep in mind that every bit of choreography that's hip hop, it's almost like a game. You look to find the technique. So out of a billion counts of eight and amazing dancers doing it everywhere, there's going to be a technique move in there. Like I was watching the Wildebeest video on, 24K Magic, the Bruno Mars song, and he did the crazy feat in the dance. Just that alone. He did locking at the end. But you know what I mean? Before you get to that, there's all sorts of awesomeness that you're looking at. You're like, dang, this dude is nuts. But that's not what you're trying to. You can watch it for entertainment value, but then let that be an inspiration to you for your students. Oh, let me put together a combo of locking for my kids. Let me do something. You might see one move that he has done. You'd be like, oh, I haven't done that with my kids. Let's try that. And you do it a little bit at a time. But find somebody that you look up to to mentor you. Even if you hire a teacher, whether it's a hip hop teacher, a b-boy, a popper, if you have them do a workshop, when they come in, take notes, work on those things that they leave behind. Those are the golden nuggets. So that's it right there. That's all I got for this podcast. Hopefully it helps you out. Send me an email if you have any questions, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. And if I do, I will post these links at the bottom of this podcast. But so let's recap real quick. What to do when you feel like you've taught everything. One, always do popping drills. Number two, add the technique into your choreography. Show how it applies. Show how the six step happens in real time after you just waved it right to left, left to right, down the body, knee drop into the six step. Start to put together those combinations. And then number three, find somebody that can mentor you. It doesn't have to be in person. It could be online as well. And get those moves, challenge them. Even if you can't do it, show them to your students. All right, that's all I got right there. Episode number 57, in the bags. That's for you, my dance teachers. Yo, stay pumped, stay lit, stay excited about what you do, because you carry the golden nuggets. When you bring them in class, just give them out, because it's been given to us freely, freely given to your students. It's your boy, Christopher Zonderflex Tyler, Mr. Chris Hip Hop, in the building, and that's it. I'm out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.